Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
Where we continue to follow the capture and killing of Osama bin Laden now.
Those are just some of the scenes overnight as thousands of Americans gathered in celebration of Osama bin Laden's death.
Former Navy SEAL Rob O'Neill says he has thought about the mission every day since that May Day in 2011.
From multiple conversations you had with Rob O'Neill over the past year and a half, how'd you get
and you described that his head kind of exploded
yes.
when you hit him.
I actually hit him three times because I shot him twice when he was standing and once on the ground.
That is the fucking American badass. Go, go, go.
We are not going for fame and we are not going for bravado. We are going for the single mom who dropped her kids off at elementary school on a Tuesday morning and then 45 minutes later she jumped to her death out of a skyscraper.
If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
I'm Rob O'Neill, and this is the Operator Podcast. Hello. 86, huh? That's cool. Episode 86 of the Operator Podcast. I appreciate you sticking around with me. I am hosting today. My name is Robert O'Neill, former Navy SEAL. Took a week off there, and thanks for that. There was a good reason. I had a daughter. Valor was born. We're going to talk about her in future episodes. She's still adjusting, so I don't want to put her on too much of a spot. She did get her first shout-out on national television yesterday when I was doing an interview with Carl Higbee. That was very nice on Newsmax, so thanks, Carl. Baby V says hello. That was awesome. I took a week off just because kids are busy. Busy is a good way to put it. Mama and I were in the hospital for a while, came back, and had some people around, so we just decided to take a week down and figure out how. The thing about parenthood that's cool is it's scary as shit. I can imagine what it's like to be a woman, but it's scary as shit happening. It's good in the hospital, then they send you home, and you're kind of like, okay, what do I do now? And the rules are essentially, okay, bring the baby home and keep it alive. That's it. A little bit busy, but we're back. I did take a couple trips. I had to go to the left coast for a speech. I had to go to Florida for a speech. And that's fun. I like the direct flights around the country. It does matter to me which airline, because there's one I won't fly. But a direct flight's a direct flight, and I like it. I got on a kick-ass. Whenever you can, if you get the chance to get a bed flight, and JetBlue Mint has them, American, United have them. Most major airlines have them. I don't think Spirit has a bed flight, but people have gone to sleep on them, and that was for other reasons and it involved knocking someone out. But that's pretty funny. It was good to get out there. A little bit frustrating at some points because it's one thing to bicker on social media about the open borders and why, and the many reasons why a lot of people on the left want open borders and many people on the right don't want open borders. And, you know, somewhere usually in the middle is sanity. You can't be a sovereign nation with open borders. It's that simple. You need to have closed borders, and it's not racist if you want them. It's not sexist. It's not whatever other isms and ists they call you. A secure border keeps your country in order. And immigration's great, but do it the right way. Imagine being, I heard an interview with a woman who was here for, she just got her citizenship recently, and she was waiting for it for 19 years, came legally, did have kids here, and they obviously became citizens, another conversation to have. But she waited 19 years the right way, and the way that you assimilate into getting your citizenships the right way is because you have respect for the country. But we're at a point now with so many people out there that hate our country, and so many, I hate the word educators because that's not what they are. Activists that have infiltrated our schools, teaching our kids to hate our country. And it started, I remember seeing as far back as There's a really good movie called Dazed and Confused. And that's, well, you know, that just seems like a simpler time anyway. But it's, it was, it came out in the 90s. All right, all right, all right. You'd be a lot cooler if you did. But it was based on the 70s. And they were leaving for, they were leaving the last day of school. And the eighth graders were going to be freshmen next year. And the juniors were going to be seniors. And I guess the thing was hazing where the juniors, now seniors, waiting outside for the underclassmen so they could paddle them and haze them or whatever, which is kind of fun. But if you'll notice in the movie too, the woman said, don't forget when you're celebrating the 4th of July, this country was founded by blah, blah, blah. She said something shitty about whatever. And that's, you know, that's nothing then, but it spawns into hating yourself and teaching. I mean, we're at a point now in our school system too, where 2 + 2 doesn't need to equal 4 because math is racist. What the fuck are you talking about? But that's what they want because a lot of this, I always talk about personal power for the deep state, which exists. The intel community is a deep state. A lot of the law enforcement federally is the deep state, and the politicians that want to keep power, and they're smart enough to know. And they've, I mean, we can research this all day long. They're very. I won't even, if I said what LBJ said, what Johnson said about Democrats. If I said it, done, canceled. And he said it, it's on tape, but he's a Democrat. Nobody cares. Very, very bad stuff. That's true racism, but they don't want to talk about it that way. But they're teaching that a closed border, if you love your country, they're teaching you that you are whatever. Racist gets thrown around way too much. I don't like that either. Me being, look, a white guy from Montana who's never experienced racism, I think that if you call everything racist, it takes away from the severity of actual racism. And wanting a closed border is wanting a better country. It helps the economy everywhere. Having an open border hurts everything. From, yeah, I mean, in New York, they're handing out money, debit cards, trying to tell us that it's going to help the local economy because we're giving you money to spend. And you're not giving, you're taking away from taxpayers to give to people who broke the law to get here. And they're not exactly abiding by the rules. They do love their hotels. And the hotels, they keep them booked. And they're not even open for the public because the owners of the hotel, and you can't really blame them. I guess that's what we call evil capitalism, even though I think capitalism works. Definitely better than communism. But if the government is going to make sure they're paid in full, probably a little extra on the top because the government doesn't give a shit about how they spend your money, I keep saying that, and they can keep their hotel booked every single night based on the government's time. They don't give a shit either if it's your money. The government certainly doesn't. The hotel owners don't, and the migrants don't. The newcomers is the new word they're using now, newcomers. It used to be illegal aliens. Then, you know, all this other stuff, and then migrants, and then you just don't like people that are trying to leave oppression. But see, that's what grinded my gears or ground my gears this weekend. I got to see it up close. Traveling through airports, I don't necessarily want to call people out, but you're all getting affected now, by the way, too. And that's the number one issue on the, you know, Super Tuesday was yesterday. The only easy day was yesterday. Super Tuesday was also yesterday. So Super Tuesday is an easy day. See how I got there? But what I'm saying is I saw it firsthand this weekend with migrants with no ID after I went through TSA pre, and they're lined up in the airport, and they have these rooms that are kind of blocked off, and they're hustling people through, and they're on a flight with me to New York. And there was a point where we're boarding where they say, you know, this people with young families, and then people who need extra help, and then first class, and then the premier, whatever. But they were holding people back so they could let undocumented migrants on the plane. That pissed me off. That upsets me, watching people who are not coming here to assimilate with this country, who don't give a shit about this country. And I did say something on Twitter that, you know, probably rude, but I needed to clarify later. I'm actually not talking about the families who are actually trying to get out of oppression, which still isn't my problem. It isn't your problem either. But those ones, I could see it. But you got people that are using kids to say they're their family. And I think 160 countries are sending people. I'm talking about them that are the problem. I'm talking about the fighting age males from Syria coming here in 5'11 tactical gear, which they have. The dudes from Pakistan and Afghanistan, which they have. Sub-Saharan Africa, they have. Asians, Chinese. Soldiers here Sleeper cells, real shit. The problem, too, is I've seen that stuff. I've been around the world. I've seen people who have, they don't, I mean, if you think it's, God, people think it's bad here. You should see what happens in, there are places, just, I'm not even going to get into it now. A quick search, if you use Seeker, will find, tell you the truth. S-E-E-K-R. See what real bad countries are like. But someone that grows up there and knows they can get here because the dumbass taxpayers who are giving money to the dumbass politicians who are authorizing the dumbass printers to print as much money as they can because you keep, when the dollar stops being worth it, that's going to be a problem for everyone. That's called an economic collapse, and that's bad. And for me, as someone who fought overseas and have been to these places, or as a high school student would be taught as an occupier of that land, which technically, whatever, I don't want that here. I got enough going on. You know, enough with just the crime wave because of what a lot of politicians have done to the cities. That's enough to have your security system and the guns you need in your house. I don't need people that want retribution getting here. I get pissed off when I see people from other countries hopping on a plane with me and getting off at the same airport and then vamoose, you're out. And then to hear people make the stupid argument that, well, who's gonna pick the food? Who's going to do the jobs the Americans won't? Well, I tell you who it ain't. It ain't the dudes from Syria. You think they're working? No, they're getting on Facebook. They're getting on TikTok saying, look, if you come here right now before someone else takes over this, you know, the administration, their new administration comes in, you can get this free shit, free hotels, free food, free. It's not free. You're paying for it. Take your head out of your ass. This is what's happening. I saw it this weekend. It pissed me off. So, and I don't like getting pissed off. I like having fun. But because this will affect you, I want you to put yourself, this will affect you. Just because something bad hasn't happened doesn't mean it won't. Imagine, and this is happening, if your child or your mother, your husband or wife has a medical emergency and you live in a city and you go to the emergency room and it's a 7-hour wait because so many migrants are there and they can't be turned away. Imagine sending your kid to a public school, which is crazy enough right now because they're teaching you that down is up, up is down, complete bullshit. Boys should hate their gender. Girls should hate their femininity. Easy for me to say. This country should hate itself and the West should hate its history. That they're teaching that. Along with that, they need to have how many kids are in there that don't speak English, the first language. And as Americans, we're bad about that, going to different countries where we don't quite speak the language. We expect them to speak ours. But there are places, I've talked to teachers in certain districts, I'm looking right at Massachusetts, where they tell the teachers, well, not all your kids speak English, and actually not all of them speak Spanish. Just deal with it till we figure it out. Oh, yeah, the government's going to figure it out. You got us in this mess. You cannot think the people who got you in the mess are going to solve the mess. And it's, again, an election year, and watch, you're going to reelect the incumbents. You're going to hear the same people talking in the same political voice because the sheep will listen and then wait for the applause, and you'll reelect them. Watch. The same shit. Don't complain when you don't do anything, and don't get mad at me when I get mad, and that is my tirade. Stop sending us all the illegals. We don't need 20 million criminals coming into this country. Oh, it's a tough one. It's hard to trust anybody. Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it. But you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. And they want you to feel like you're powerless. They want you just to think, you know, just enough that you need them every month. When there's no one to depend on, however, it's time to rely on yourself. Not sure where to start? Here's the easy way to stay prepared. Go to my website, preparewithrob.com. Preparewithrob.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for $60 off. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. These food kits, they offer meals, drinks, and snacks. Delicious meals, by the way, and snacks. They provide over 2,000 calories every day. Sealed inside heavy-duty packaging, they last up to 25 years in storage. I have a bunch down in my garage. They're there, and I'm prepared. How can you get prepared? Simple. Preparewithrob.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Have that peace of mind. Have that food in your garage. Save $60 per kit at preparewithrob.com. But the point that I'm making with the government stuff, and they know that if they can keep you, it's a whole thing with the welfare state, with the victimization, all that stuff. The government knows if they can keep you in the system at a point where you're getting just enough of what you would consider free stuff. You have enough animosity toward your nation and your history, and you hate people who are successful, so you will vote for people who tax them more because it makes you feel justified. If you have that, and the government knows that they give you just enough to vote for them and depend on them once a month, that's just enough to not revolt. And I'm not calling for a revolution, but we have had a civil war in this country, but and I don't know how close we've been before, because people have hated each other since the beginning of time. But and we have had social media, you know, at this point, every single day it gets more advanced, but worse and worse, and we're more connected, and we get more pissed at each other. And there are people out there who are smart enough to write algorithms and bots to keep the fight going. And basically the way the fights go on the internet is nobody, I haven't seen a fight yet where they start arguing and 20 lines down, they finally go, oh, good point, you win. No, you argue with people until you run out of argument. I've been there before. It happens all the time. It used to be fun for me when I started, like on Twitter, now it's X. It was fun to say a few things and then watch for responses. Now it's just mean about everything. And it's not, I mean, obviously not the listeners to this podcast, because I do read your comments and I do take the, and then come up with stuff too if you want to hear more stuff. Think of anything, or tell me if what I say is wrong, which I know I'm not, which I think I'm not, which I could be wrong. But it's a place where people just spread this bad stuff, and it keeps us divided, which they want to. Look at the Communist Manifesto, man. Divide and conquer. It's a real thing, and they're doing it, trying to divide everybody. Did you see the Gemini thing that Google put out, the artificial intelligence, where it's so woke that they, AI is cool. It's dangerous. It probably is going to be the downfall of this country, because it's going to, you know, the point was getting robots to kill each other. I didn't write this down, but there's a quote that Albert Einstein said, something along the lines of, I don't know which weapon will end World War III, but I know we'll be fighting World War IV with sticks and stones again, because it's going to be the downfall of us. But someone with AI, you can put in anything and it answers stuff, and it's crazy. And the bad thing is, you can write a paper through AI, you turn it in, and it sounds awesome. The deal is, you don't know if it's true, and you can't ask AI to correct it, because AI wants it to be that way. And if you don't know it's true, but you're reading it, it might sound good. And maybe that's not the past, because someone put in a picture of George Washington, and he came out a black dude. Okay, they put in some Vikings. I think they were Asian. And I'm not saying that a black dude can't be president. We've had one. I'm not saying that there aren't Asians up in Norway. There probably are. I know there is stuff like that. But the Vikings, you think of a big white dude that's, you know, going to stomp you with a hammer and drink out of your skull. Actually, that's where the toast skull came from. We got to look that up too. Again, these aren't notes, because as we all know, I do not follow them. But the thing about artificial intelligence and stuff like that, with all this woke ideology getting in there, the issue is they're blaming it on the AI. Artificial intelligence is not biased. It's the programmers who are. And it gave you a sneak peek behind the scenes of what Google does. And that's pretty scary, because these people aren't, they don't like you. They might like some of you, but most listeners to my podcast, they probably do not like. Everyone's welcome here, by the way, because I do love dissenting opinion, and I like to answer to it, as long as we can be cordial. And even if you're not, I might even pay attention to it. That's kind of cool. But that's one of the tactics there, too. I was on with Carl Higbee last night. They sent me some stories about what we should prep for. One of them I didn't get around to, which I wasn't sure what to think, was I guess at the headquarters of MSNBC, they have an outbreak of bed bugs. And I was going to be asked what my thoughts were on that. And I don't necessarily have thoughts on that, because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a dermatologist. I don't know why bed bugs show up. I'm not going to blame certain groups. you know, stuff's dirty in New York, stuff gets clean in New York. But MSNBC, I was thinking maybe it's because there's too much hair dye and not enough deodorant going around. I don't know, but I didn't really know how to answer that. I didn't get asked, so let's pretend it didn't happen. That's fun. But when we talk government things like that and the control and the algorithms and what else, you know what else they try to control is the food. And a lot of the stuff that's injected with hormones and whatnot. You know, have you seen the new thing too with the raw milk that's unpasteurized? We always have thought that pasteurized milk, and I'm not an expert on this either. I'm going to try it. I'm going to find raw milk if I can. But pasteurized takes all the essential bacteria that makes you better. I saw something. I don't know who did it. I wish I could give him credit. Was it Will Witt? It might have been. If it wasn't, I apologize. If it was, good on me for remembering. He did some sort of a fast where he, for 5 days, drank a glass of raw milk for every 30 days for 5 days, every 30 minutes for 5 days or something like that. I guess it's supposed to be good for you. I'm going to try it, though. I've been getting back into milky lately. Normally, like I gave a couple speeches the past week, and what I like on stage is, I know it's probably bad, but I like a little bit of sugar. Caffeine's okay, but I have a tendency to cough a little bit with caffeine or tea. I mean, coffee or tea. But I normally would like like an orange juice, an apple juice, something like that, or like even a soda, just to get the sugar pop going. But lately I've been doing milk, which is awesome. I did get a little. I had like three of them, and I got on a plane though. Did get a little bit sick, so I don't know what the hell. I don't know what the hell I was going with this, but yeah, milk, raw milk. I'm going to get into that. But the food supply is important because allegedly a lot of the stuff that we get in the stores, you don't even know where it comes from, and they put stuff on there like pastured. You want pastured animals here, and you don't want the injected with the stuff, and it is bad. We're serving stuff to our people that the countries, especially China, won't even they won't even sell to their own people, but they'll sell it here to us because, you know, if you control the population, if you control the food, you control the population. It's a whole thing with this fifth generation warfare, everything from the robots to the drones to the AI to all that stuff. But the food's important, and I like to know exactly where my meat comes from, and I love to eat meat. I eat it a lot, and it's great, and I have told you about Moink. I got to talk about Moink again. They sponsored the show, but it's the best meat I've ever had. I know where the meat comes from. And that place is small family farms all across this country. You can help save the family farm and get access to the highest quality meat on earth when you join the Moink movement today. And you really should join the movement. It's awesome because Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, and sustainable wild-caught Alaska salmon right to your door. Moink farmers farm like our grandparents did, and as a result, Moink meat tastes like it should because the family farm does it better. The Moink difference is a difference you can taste, and you can feel good knowing you're helping family farms stay financially independent as well. You choose the meat delivered in every box, like ribeyes, chicken breasts, pork chops, salmon fillets, much more. Plus, you can cancel any time. Moink is exactly what we need right now to save rural America. Moink is doing just that. I love Moink's mission, and their meat is exactly what you're looking for. Shark Tank host Kevin O'Leary called Moink's bacon the best bacon he has ever tasted. I've talked about this bacon on this podcast before. I eat the bacon every chance I get, and I run out of it real quick because I eat it. Jamie Siminoff jumped at the chance to invest in Moink, as he's a Ring doorbell founder. I love the bacon. The French ribeyes, outstanding. And this is the highest quality meat you can find. And it is so easy to find it. Find it online, delivered right to your door. Keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/theoperator. Moinkbox.com/theoperator. And listeners, if you do it right now, you will get free bacon for a year. The bacon I'm talking about, free for a year. M-O-I-N-K. Moinkbox.com/theoperator. Moinkbox.com/theoperator. Moink comes from moo plus oink, and you'll be glad you got moinked. Go get the meat. You know where it is, right to your house. And since we're talking about woke nonsense, let's continue talking about woke nonsense. There was a thing at the VA where the assistant undersecretary for health and operations, a woman by the name of Rima Ann Nelson, sent out a memo. I think it was on February 29th. Which I think is just, it looks typical because that's a day that comes around once every 4 years. Kind of an anomaly. Why not send out this bullshit memo? Basically, it was saying it wanted to get rid of the iconic picture of the sailor who dipped the nurse in Times Square gave her a kiss at the end of World War II. And they said, obviously, that's a sexual assault because, you know, because why would you think any other way? Because why? The way I look at that picture, like there's a sailor, which means he was probably, you know, the war was going on for a while. It's 1945 when the picture was taken. Perhaps he, this sailor, was fighting at sea, which, you know, I've talked about some of the battles of World War II, especially in the Pacific. And they were tough, man. There was some serious stuff going on, everything from getting, you know, island hopping, trying to get to Japan, to when they finally unleashed a kamikaze ship, the ship carrier. There was battles where the ships didn't even see each other. I mean, maybe it was a picture of a dude in Times Square who was getting a couple cocktails, war's over, and he kisses someone because I don't have to go back to that hellhole because our country just won it the way you need to win a war sometimes. That's the last war we won, but it came by dropping two atomic bombs on people too, which I still think is probably a bad idea. But that's what happened. The guy might have kissed her because of that. I don't think inclusivity and awareness that they say is vital to mission success was any way that dude was thinking. It's the same thing when there was a comedian that mentioned, I think 2 years ago during this, it was right after the Summer of Love 2020, I think, where they said they got to ban the song Baby It's Cold Outside because it's offensive. I mean, and that's a different conversation too, but you got the undersecretary for health and whatever. How does banning a picture promote inclusivity? You know, I think that, you know, they always just say we want to make everyone feel welcome. I don't think it works that way. But that's what they were doing. And I think the VA should have more to be concerned with. Not the picture that's in your lobby, but the veteran who just committed suicide in the parking lot because of the bureaucracy. My experience with the VA is the healthcare providers are good. It's, you need to deal with government employees to get to them. And that's where a lot of problems lie. Plus they do weird stuff too. Like the government does this all the time. I'm angry this week cause I've been trying to pay some taxes in a state I haven't lived in for years because that's what they do too. If you miss a couple bucks, like I got a bill the other day from Virginia when I was in the Navy. I haven't lived in Virginia since 2012. And it was for like $34 from a collection agency because it had been accruing for 12 years or whatever. Probably not that long, but it's $34 and you get a threatening letter to garnish your wages. You ever try to log in on a government website? Yeah, I've been trying to do that too. You can't even get it. It doesn't match. And they want you to go send snail mail. Like literally get to the post office, have a postmark. If you don't have that exact amount on the, because you can't pay online because you can't log in. Government. But the VA does that thing too where they, when you get out of the Navy, especially, you don't even, in my experience, you don't even get to make your own appointments. They tell you when your appointment is, but they send you a letter. So you get a letter at the address that you were living in when you got out of the Navy, the military, the Army. And if you miss it, they cancel it. They canceled, they said you no longer qualify for this disability or whatever at the end because you missed your appointment that we mailed you a letter to. I don't know if I lived there or I was flying somewhere or whatever, but that's the VA, and yet they're concerned. They're not concerned about the cockroaches in the rooms. They're concerned about the picture in the lobby. So that another thing too to think about when you hear people talking about how the government will take care of it and we need government-run healthcare and free this and debt forgiveness and all that bullshit. It's the government doing it. The three-letter agencies are doing it. They're not efficient. We sort of have the government healthcare crap going too. And I can't help the one trip we have in common is going to the DMV. That's what it's like working with the government. So the VA, good job on that. And then I watched a thing too, where the director of the, ATF, Steven Dettelbach, the director, sorry, I think ATF, right? I'll go to the back of firearms. Yeah. ATF. He was talking to, I think, Margaret Brennan, Face the Nation, one of those things where he gave an interview. They had a table full of guns, and he went to describe the guns to her, and she didn't know anything about guns, and he obviously doesn't know anything about guns, doesn't know the difference between a clip and a magazine or a drum. He and his weapons expert kept calling rifles shoulder-fired weapons, and to me, a shoulder-fired weapon would be a Stinger missile, a LAW rocket, AT-4, Carl Gustav, something like that. But they kept talking about that, and they couldn't really explain when asked. They kept calling everything fully automatic machine guns, right? And the way it works is semi-automatic is you pull the pistol, you pull the trigger, one bullet leaves. Every time you depress the trigger, one bullet comes out. Fully automatic is when you press it, depress the trigger, all of them come out. But they're not all machine guns. I think a machine gun would be like an M60, right? A 240 Bravo, where it's belt-fed machine gun, not these. And shoulder-fired, an AR-15, I mean, you put it into your shoulder. I don't consider an AR-15 a shoulder-fired weapon. But the more I hear these governments talk about it, too, I'm definitely hardening my stance because it all comes back to, she kept saying, the reporter, well, you wouldn't use this for hunting, would you? Well, you wouldn't use this for hunting. Well, it doesn't really matter, but the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. It's to protect you from people like that. and I believe in that, too. And I am saying that you give them an inch, they're never giving it back. But all they want to do is they're trying to ban certain weapons from law-abiding citizens not realizing what the actual problem is. You can't say the problem. And here, I'll give you a second. What do you think of shootings taking place right now? Think about it. Not allowed to say it, though. But, watching that, listening to bureaucrats talk it's something. And the more you hear the government talk, man, the more you can't trust them. And, well, you know, it is the week of the State of the Union. No, this is going to be fun. The State of the Union is actually State of the Union address that the president gives it once a year, ideally, which tells you how the union is doing. And from what I've heard from people who I know, and I don't like to get too much into it because I try to stay out of D.C. as much as I possibly can, this administration, the staffers are freaking out because Joe Biden has to get up there and give a State of the Union address on live television. And even if it's reading, and even if it's listening through an earpiece, what's going to happen? I mean, I'm excited. I'm going to watch it. And I'm not wishing. I don't like to see Joe Biden. Normally, I'd say I don't like to see Joe Biden fall on his face. Literally fall on his face. I don't like it. It's a horrible look for the country. It's a laughingstock of the world. He has fallen on his face. He did it at the Air Force Academy. He did it off his bike, eating ice cream. Certain things. But they're freaking the fuck out. And, it's just, it's going to be a good one to watch. The State of the Union. Don't forget to miss that. All this government stuff keeps coming up and you can't get rid of them. The taxes are always there. The government's always there. I hope they'll listen to the show and give me a couple, click on the like button or whatever. But yes, State of the Union, it's going to be important to watch. And I mean important too. It's not a political, hit job or piece anymore. This will affect you. It's already affecting you. It's a question of whether or not you want to admit it. But it's here. It's coming, and it's not that hard to understand what's happening. And I've been hitting the border over and over ad nauseum, if you will. You're seeing the effects, all the deaths from the fentanyl. China's involved in that. The cartels running Mexico to the point where, if you consider what's happening, Mexico's run by the cartels. And the way it happens is they're very smart. It's almost like the way, I don't know, you would cheat in an election. Start with the local stuff and own that. And then it'll build up to bigger level, state levels, and then federal levels. And what they do is the cartels, okay, picture yourself, you're in Juarez and you're a cop, a beat cop. And the cartels say, here's the deal. We're going to give you a little bit of cash to turn a blind eye to us. Let us do what we're doing. We're not going to mess with you. We won't. I mean, in some points, too, I've even seen where we're not even going to mess with the tourists because we know that a lot of money comes into this country. And we're ears deep in that stuff, too. So give you a little bit of money. Turn a blind eye. Or we'll just murder you and your entire family. Not hard. So they do that over and over. It keeps going up and up, and it expands again like a nasty spider web. But that leads to the border. Who's making money where? A lot of people making money. Then 160-plus countries have people coming over. Paying. You got to figure, I mean, even in the slave trade, women have said that they come here, and then you'll see these flash massage parlors and whatnot open up. It's all sex trafficking. and they have to pay a certain amount, a large amount of money every week to the cartels that got him here in order to pay back the debt that they paid to get here. And it's such a weird rate and such, so much money, they're never going to pay it back. Boom, they're in the sex industry. That's bad stuff, too, coming across the border. It's there. But it's going to affect you. And unfortunately, we need to get people, lawmakers, that can speak on the truth and not just how to get reelected. And it's still not happening. I mean, for crying out loud, there are people in different spots. So obviously, Super Tuesday is over. Haley's out. Trump's going to win. It's going to be a back and forth. And there were people that said they're never Trump. And there are those people out there. They don't know why. They know they don't like him. They don't know why. They don't know why. But they don't like him. And so they're in, even in exit polls, talking to Republicans voting, then they were saying, will you vote for Trump? Never Trump. Well, what are you going to do in a national election? I'm going to write in Haley. And that's your right, man. And no one should force you to vote for anyone. People that say they're defending democracy do that all the time. But vote for who you want, but you got to be smart. And a lot of these are a lot of the women that probably moms that love Nikki Haley. That's, you're not helping protect your family. You might hate Donald Trump because of something he said to a reporter a long, long time ago, or whatever the left-wing media tells you he said. But think about your kids in school. Think about the emergency services. Think about stuff that you're not going to be able to get because illegals, newcomers, took it from you. Writing in Nikki Haley is a waste of a vote. That's it. And if you're happy with what's happened with all these migrants and whatnot coming in under the Biden administration, write in Nikki Haley. You got it. I mean, and she's Nikki Haley. She's playing politics. I've never met Nikki Haley. And I do want to be, you know, fair. But she was never going to be president, and she's not running to get the vice president nod, which she was able to take Vermont and then obviously D.C. And those are places where Democrats can go vote in the Republican shit because they're Democrats and that, whatever. And that, again, slimy politics, that's what they do. Organized at the local level and then moving up. So she wins those two things. But what she did do, and she's smart about this, is she has name recognition, and she was able to raise a lot of money from anti-Trump people, which she gets to keep. So name recognition, and I get to keep the money. And all these pundits, a lot of pundits are saying, well, look at strong Nikki Haley. I mean, she did what she said. She's going to last until the end. It's Super Tuesday. She did it. Fine. It'd be a two-person race, which, fine. If you have that much dark money backing you, and I could stick around and lose all those races too. But now the money's there. For 2028, for her name recognition. It's all a selfish ploy. It's never been about the border. It's about military industrial complex and how can I become a millionaire by being a public servant. So that's pretty much what's going on there. The politics of everything, too, it affects everything. Even on the Democrat side, this is some funny stuff about politics, too. If you look up in the Minnesota, Michigan area, a lot of people, Democrats, were not voting for Biden. They were voting for basically anyone but Biden. Not sure, uncommitted, that stuff. Lots of them. We're talking tens of thousands of people because a lot of these immigrants are in that part of the world, like Somali Americans are over there, and a lot of pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel are there. And they were brought into this country the same way a lot of migrants are brought in. They're up there and they're voting. That's why they get people like Ilhan Omar into Congress. As long as I'm in Congress, Somalia will be fine or whatever. She's defending Somalia, doesn't care about Minnesota. Dearborn, Michigan, stuff like that, they're not. And you got people that like following AOC around a movie. You've got these protesters now that are pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas. Let's call them what they are. They're pro-Hamas, which is a terror organization. Pro-Hamas, anti-Israel. Following AOC, who's like the queen of the left. And they're harassing her because she's not anti-Israel enough. AOC is anti-Israel, and she's not enough, and that's some of these people there too. So you got to be careful once the implications get here. A lot of these people that are saying you're not anti-Israel enough probably didn't get here legally. They're allowed to vote because, believe it or not, if you break a law on the way in, you're probably going to break more laws, like, I don't know, forging documents, forging votes, things like that. And the long game is the safety of you and your family and your kids. It might not affect you now. If you're there, you know, 45-year-old woman with a few kids, I'm going to write in Nikki Haley because I'm a virtue signaler. Cool. Your kids are going to deal with some serious violence if more of these people get in this country like that. I'm just saying this because I'm not a party guy. I gave up on party politics a long time ago. I mean, you know, at first I, a young Navy SEAL thinking that politicians just have the best interest of the Americans in mind where they actually don't, you know, and I even back then I didn't go fight in Iraq for George Bush or for Dick Cheney. I believed in the country and I still do. You know, I believe we've got great people in this country and but you need to get involved. You need to see who cares about what. Like four border states down there, two of them don't give a shit, two of them sort of do. One of which is prime example is California, Gavin Newsom. Great smile, great hair. Attractive guy, well-spoken, nice smile, lies through his teeth. Doesn't give a shit because of politics. You know, you got places, people are so backwards with this stupid woke shit where you got how many thousands of people in San Francisco live on the streets and go pee-pee-poo-poo every single day, and people just step over them. Don't talk about mental illness or the problem with drugs. They give them needles because of stupid, destructive policies. You can rob a certain amount and you catch and release, cashless bail. We're pretending we're not seeing it because why? Well, I don't need to get canceled. I don't want to get called a virtue. I'm a virtue signaler. And that's, I mean, and you know what? We get involved, pay attention, and stop electing the incumbents. There needs to be term limits, but they're the ones voting on term limits. The lawmakers, allegedly, they're never going to do it. You need to do it. I don't care. I care about the country, not either party. I don't care about Washington, D.C. I care about my kids. I care about their safety, their security, their education, their health care. It's getting crushed because of the border and the debt. We're paying $1 trillion a year in interest, not sustainable, bloated government spending. Sending all your money to Ukraine. That you weren't. I mean, I'm starting to think we're the ones getting hoodwinked. Did we get tricked into saying, yeah, I work hard 40, 50 hours a week and earn your pay and work hard? And, well, okay, I do that, but the government takes half of it. And then they send it to Ukraine. And then you got these idiots. Like, I saw it broken down the other day where, because you notice that they're saying something about the border. Like, well, if only the Republicans would do something about the border, they won't do it if Congress would act, which is nonsense. Because the bill that came up, it was broken down like $5 goes to Ukraine, $5 goes to Israel, $2 goes to Taiwan, and then $1 goes to the border. Well, I'm not voting for that. You're anti-border. No, I'm not. And why is all this shit in there? Why are you sending all of our money to Ukraine? What is actually going on there? This past December, I'm not getting into Ukraine right now, but this past December, Border Control, Customs and Border Protection, they encountered December 301,983 aliens who crossed illegally. So the total number of illegals who entered the U.S. during 2023 was roughly 2.54 million. If we include the estimated 840,000 gotaways, and that's a creepy one too because you'll hear the left say, well, these are just families of whatever, and these families are doing whatever. There are people, almost a million of them there, that don't even want to turn themselves in, knowing nothing will happen to them. They're doing something bad, too. And these are all dudes. These are men. These are not families. Have you seen a video of families crossing and declaring asylum because of persecution? Not a lot. I do see a lot of fighting-age males, a lot of MAMs, military-age males rolling here. But if you put the gotaways with their other estimates, we're talking about 3.4 million illegals in 2023, which, by the way, get a load of this, 3.4 million, if my quick calculations here are correct, that's more than the populations of all the cities in the United States except New York and L.A., and that's in 1 year. That's why I get angry when I see them in airports, when I see what our non-government agencies or whatever, organizations, the NGOs, I'm assuming it's organizations, what they're doing to this country. Why? I don't know. You got to get those guys out too because they're not even elected officials. That's where the dark money comes in. Who are you appointing? Stuff like that. In 2021... more than 106,000 Americans nationwide died of drug overdoses coming across the southern border, mainly including 70-plus thousand synthetic opioids other than methadone, mainly fentanyl. We all know that, which is 50 times stronger than heroin, which is pretty impressive, and 100 times stronger than morphine, which morphine is actually awesome, isn't it? I'm talking about like the kind you need for medical stuff, not the dippity-doo-dah, give me some Chemlite type shit. But fentanyl has now become the leading cause of death for Americans aged 18 to 45, and the vast majority is smuggled where? I'll let you do the math on that one. But we can't say anything because we're paralyzed. I don't want to be called xenophobic or racist.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So it's they can endure the collateral damage. This generation is thinking we can just put up with the collateral damage and we'll be fine, even though it's 100,000 plus deaths a year. And again, like I was saying with the we're $35 trillion in debt, $1 trillion a year in interest. And guess what that's going to do? I mentioned the IRS earlier. The IRS better get their shit together too, because this keeps accruing and we're just going to keep paying. It's not going to work. The younger generation too that yells at us. I'm not a boomer, by the way. I'm something else. Generation X, I think. But they're yelling at us for being cruel because we want to. You're going to have to cut spending. You got to get rid of government programs and government agencies. They're going to be the ones that have to do it because it's the hyperinflation, man, and it can happen. It's happening, and we have been so. So blessed with the two oceans off to the sides and the furry picture of lollipops and stuff around the world. The world's not like us, but we've got it pretty easy here. If you say you're in poverty, but you have an iPhone, you're not really in poverty. Just saying. But it's getting close. I hope people are waking up, but all this fun is coming to a neighborhood near you. I don't like saying it. I would much rather sit here and tell shit jokes, but you need to, this is why some of this stuff is important. You can't buy the political nonsense. It's happening though. But we don't have a deterrent in the streets because we're not arresting anyone. And if you do get arrested, you get let go. And the big push, especially around college campuses and stuff like that, defund the police, get rid of the police. It's not working out too well. And even now in election, your Democrats are saying, well, we need to refund the police. Really? This stuff is so simple, but people are so brainwashed because they're brainwashed, and it's almost mind-boggling. But you know, we're going to continue to walk around and step over poo, and hopefully don't get attacked by some naked broad with a bat with spike stick. Have you seen that? Look that up. Do a seeker search and look up naked bitch and. Bat with spikes, something like that. And just on another, because, you know, it's Wednesday and the State of the Union is tomorrow. And Michelle Obama, by the way, said she's not running for president. That makes it more enticing because once we see what happens tomorrow, I mean, in whatever hours the president is awake, probably between noon and three, they've got the speech written and it's going to be the same thing. If we can get Congress to pass the border bill, blah, blah, blah. MAGA's bad. I mean, with what's happening on the border, we need to get the FBI to stop calling white nationalists domestic terrorists or parents going to school boards domestic terrorists and concentrate on the actual terrorists. I'm telling you, when it happens, it's going to be bad. And we're right back to where we were in 2001, where people in Afghanistan were telling us it's coming. Ahmad Shah Massoud told us it's coming in the Panjshir Valley. And then he was assassinated by Al-Qaeda, I think 2 days before 9/11. And it's coming. It's going to be worse. Afghanistan, fuck that up. Just completely retreated for President Biden's political campaign, political grandstanding. It was horrible. But so Afghanistan's back open for business right now. And what's crazy about it, because Well, when I was over there, Pakistan is essentially the center of the universe in that area. You'd be surprised to see it. It's actually funny to watch. And their ISI, their intel services, are really they're akin to the CIA. But the reason Pakistan, well, the aid we send them for some reason. I'm trying to limit the F words that I say because I get a little explicit next to my podcast because I'm restricted on pretty much every platform. Because why wouldn't you? But they used to be center of the universe because of all the foreign aid. But when we were helping them fight the Soviets in the 80s, we're funneling all the money, which kept building and building, through Pakistan. Needless to say, not 100% of it got to the Mujahideen in Afghanistan that we were sending arms to. And yes, they turned into Al-Qaeda. And yes, we were funding them. And oh, yeah. But they're starting to lose steam over there. And Afghanistan's getting stronger. And so is China. And so is India. A lot of those people over there are maneuvering. Russia is too. And Afghanistan is reverting to its over and over for, like, the Taliban's right where they were stronger even before 9/11, which means Al-Qaeda's back there. I've been saying too that I don't think that I don't think we're going to hear from the Taliban again, but there are five new training camps we know of that are open, and we're talking Al-Qaeda, ISIS, a lot of these bad actors are over there training again, and but now, because of the technology we left behind, they're going to be able to send a lot of these fighters here to this country. They're already going up into Europe's easy. Ireland's fucked. They're actually, I think they're voting Friday on their constitution to get the word man and woman out of it so they can get rid of the nuclear family. And Ireland's getting less and less Irish. So when they send these fighters over, I've been saying, I don't think we're going to hear from the Taliban, but we're hearing from people that are pro-Taliban, pro-Hamas, pro-Al-Qaeda. They're not the same enemy, but they definitely smell the same. What do we say? History doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. Mark Twain said that, which means certain details change, circumstances change, settings, but similar events will happen again. Now that the Taliban has technology, they can forge a lot of documents to include passports, IDs, stuff like that. There's weapons over there they've been using all over the Middle East, trafficking them everywhere. And I mean, they're in cahoots even with Iran a little bit too, even though historically they don't get along. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. What do? We got a lot of cash that the United States gave us. We got billions of dollars in machinery we could probably sell if we want to certain countries to get us more money so that we can start sending people where? I would start with probably like Guatemala or something like flying to there, get my way up to the border and cross. There are sleeper cells here. So on a cheery note, what I would recommend doing is making sure you have guns. Make sure you know how to defend yourself. Go to the range if you can. Obviously, check out Watch Out Firearms because those are some good guns you can get at home. But be prepared. Have your emergency food supplies. And you're never out of the fight.